You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. Thanks for checking us out. We're here tonight to talk all about Season 5, Episode 2, Who Stalked JR? I'm your host, Grant Rutter, tonight, and with me...
Hi, everybody. It's Megan Stecker.
Let's get into this episode. We are settling into the new season, so we're still kind of setting the scene, tying up some loose ends from previous seasons, seeing Adrian. This was kind of a fun episode, kind of light. What do you think?
Yeah, very light. It was funny. Grant and I were just talking, saying, oh, I felt like the episode was full of stuff, and then we got in here and decided what to talk about, and we thought, not a lot happened there.
Yeah. Well, we boiled it down for you, and we've got all the points, and we want to know what you're thinking. So feel free to give us comments below if you're watching us on YouTube or, of course, listening to us on iTunes. We want to know your thoughts, especially as we're being introduced now to Lisa, and we're going to see Eileen next week, which I'm really excited about. So let's chat. Brandy is leaving her house. She's been in five houses in 5 years, and she's worried it's affecting her family. Can she just not finance the house? Should she just get a condo and call it a day? I mean, what do you think?
I'm wondering what the problem is. I don't know if she's trying to live in places that are a little out of reach for her financially, or that her landlord at the end of her 1 year lease wants her out, didn't like her as a house guest. I'm not sure what it is, but I wish she would find somewhere to settle. I feel like she's making plenty of money compared to the average Joe to have a nice place to live with the kids. So.
I mean, she's a New York bestseller. She's on a reality show. I'm sure she's made some money in that divorce. She had a very public divorce. Mm-hmm. And she has a podcast. I mean, it's through, you know, a larger company. So who the hell knows what money she makes on that? But, I mean, she's not like, you know, just living off alimony either. Who knows? There are a couple movers that came in. Were they Meathead Movers or something like that?
Oh, I love this. I wrote it down. Meathead Movers Company. And she made a remark about this is the most cougar thing ever, that she just sat in her soccer mom a sideline chair, popped it out in the living room and watched them move everything in.
What did you think of these guys? Some of them had good abs, I guess.
I thought they were pretty cute. I thought the Meathead Movers did a good job. And, you know, it's L.A., so I'm sure they did some kind of fabulous casting call hunky guys who needed a summer job. And they were cute.
I totally believe that was cast.
Yeah, I feel like it was a bunch of UCLA students.
It could have been, or it could have really been. Casting. I mean, there are people out there who cast for reality shows, so.
Yeah, and even a casting for anything these days. It's, you know, for a job. Basically, there could be a casting call for any job.
Yeah.
Out here in the wilds of LA.
Right. Well, there's one guy, Jake Ryan. I want to get this straight. He was supposed to be like the really cute mover. I don't know. I don't think he was that good looking.
I thought he was average cute.
I think he's like a boy next door.
I'm going to play Brandy and say he was really cute and really young and really cute and really young.
Pretty
much. He's
23. Yeah, FYI. 23 years old. So definitely probably like, not even college at this point.
That made me feel like a grandma to hear that. So yeah, maybe he's like 1 year postgraduate. Mm-hmm.
So we met Jake Ryan, the mover, and now we're hanging about JR, her kind of fling, I guess. So this guy that she's been with who has a girlfriend, they've been making out and having a lot of phone sex while he's been in a relationship.
I mean, Brandy, that's effed up. You're the one who's divorced because your man was hoeing around on you, and you've no problem having phone sex and making out with a guy who not only cheated on you, but now he's full-fledged dating, has a girlfriend, the girl he cheated on you with.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Brandy, we love you, but let's just clean it up a little.
Sometimes I wonder if Brandy realizes she's a mother to two not-so-young children. You know, I mean,
that's a good point. They're getting babies, old enough that you know? It's like,
I mean, they can read, you know, they can go online and like read these articles and like hear things. Comments can be made. All you have to do is go to like Ralph's and look at In Touch Weekly.
I feel like their stepmother might keep them informed as well.
Yeah, could be. Mm-hmm. Who knows? We know that's an ongoing relationship building experience with her and Leanne.
When does their show premiere, by the way?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I
didn't have intentions to watch it.
They announced that they got one like a year ago, and I haven't seen anything about it.
I don't know. I have to ask Wendy Williams. She knows all that stuff that's going on.
That's true. How you doing?
Well, let's talk about Kim and Brandy. We'll transition to these two who now are calling each other besties.
The Odd Couple. I love them.
After a very rocky beginning when they called her, what, a slut pig and all that?
I forget all the names, but now they're calling each other blonde and blonder.
Yeah.
Which I adore.
She said originally, she said to Kim, why don't you go, what are you doing in the bathroom, crystal meth all night or something like that? And then she called her slut pig, and now they're best friends. So you never know with this show. People are on the outs, like Lisa, and then 5 minutes later, everyone's good friends, and then someone says one thing that no one even heard, and then it's all blown up. So who knows?
So true. Well,
do we like them as like besties?
I love these two because Brandy's unpredictable and Kim's unpredictable. I forget what Brandy was comparing. Brandy said like
she's insane. She said Kim's insane and I'm
insane and she's trouble or something to that
naughty
effect.
I think she said I'm naughty and so Kim's Brandy's, insane. So
Brandy's labeling herself naughty. Kim, she labeled Kim insane. I prefer to think of them as unpredictable and unpredictable.
Yeah.
So, I think it's a great match for the show.
So they want to see JR, which to me is ridiculous.
So here's where the title comes from. They're stalking the guy Brandy is currently hooking up with, who I guess used to be her pseudo-boyfriend.
Yeah, and then Brandy shows up in like this dark makeup, glasses, hair pulled back, and then all of a sudden they get the idea that we're going to go get disguises. Kim has all these wigs ready to go, and then they're going to go down, and they don't know where he is, but he only goes to one place in all of L.A., so they know they're going to see him.
And surprise, surprise, he showed up.
It's so fake. I'm sorry. It's an insult at this point. It's like... like you said, when we were watching, you were like, I can see that the producers set this one up.
Yes, yes. And so disappointing that I feel like we can see through that. But I felt like Kim was really genuine in the scene. She was very like, I feel like if you could just see him, and I believed her. I didn't feel like she was acting until they whipped the wigs out. Who conveniently had those trashy wigs lying around?
I know. Kim looked good in hers, though. I think she looked good.
Yeah, Brandy looked a little crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. It was silly. It was like they're just trying to make Kim so busy. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make her earn her paycheck this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, is this JR guy, did he agree to have his face shown after the fact? Like, wouldn't they have to blur his face out?
Oh, he must have signed. Maybe he was cast as well. Because nobody knows who JR is, so... So I don't know. I mean, it was so ridiculous that she felt better because he was by himself. Really?
That was stupid. Don't you think he was having dinner with someone inside?
Yeah. Oh, where's he going then? Going home alone?
I thought that was a dumb scene.
Yeah. No, but no one even knows who JR is. Why do we care about this?
Good point. Good point. There was not enough background information for us to be invested.
Yeah. Like, let's see a picture or like flashback to like a date they had or like a meeting or like... a text.
And I wish Brandy respected herself enough that this wasn't what she was into at this point of her life. Like, you're 40-something years old, and this sounds like you're 22.
For real, for real. I don't know. Meanwhile, from the ridiculous to the stupid, Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay.
Has these cuffs on her shirts she's having made that look just like...
I'm sorry, Wayne Newton. This is Beverly Hills, not Las Vegas. Are you kidding me?
That was so tacky. I'm sorry. That was like a craft. You know, like a craft you could do with
that
children.
That Wayne Newton would do. Are you kidding me? Who has their shirt cuffs rhinestone bedazzled? And then they get their name in cursive, right? Not only did she have a few Swarovski crystals hither and thither, she has her name in cursive.
Her full name on her own shirt.
And she's going, darling, yes, this was so genius. Darling, yes, let's do this again.
Yeah. No, I
thought it was really... such a beautiful job. Are you serious?
I mean, it's one thing to have, like, David Foster, he had his initials sewn in on his dress shirt.
That's a classic and old school male thing to do.
I'm okay with that. But, I mean, it's just so flashy when it's like this and you've got your name. I mean, and then, like I mentioned to you, if you go to...
80s tacky.
Yeah, I agree.
70s or 80s tacky.
And then if you go to Pump, one of her restaurants and bars, she's got all her Vanderpump vodka on the wall as well. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, I mean, it's your place. You can put up whatever you want and promote your own stuff. But it's just kind of like, when does it kind of cross the line of just kind of being, like, tacky? Like, to me, when I went into that bar and saw all her vodka up there, I was like, This is like, we're all in Lisa's world. Mm-hmm. You know, she thinks so highly of herself, you know?
She's a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Lisa's world.
The thing is, we all know hot pink is her signature color, and she had like 80 different shades of pink in that closet, and like, great, good for you, Lisa.
A pink dog running around.
Yeah, you dyed your poor dog. It's like, you don't need to go. This is an example of someone having too much money and too much time on their hands. For the fact that they think that they work so hard, all they're ever doing is sitting around that master closet bitching about Lisa's friends
pretty
and
much.
Rhinestoning their t-shirts. I mean...
See, I feel terrible because I liked Lisa so much in the beginning.
Me too!
She was the standout housewife that I know I know Team Lisa is a real thing, and there are a lot of... And of course, Fern, who will be joining us next week, I believe she's Team Lisa.
Team Lisa.
So, you know, we'll have a balanced discussion. We'll have to bring this up next time. But for today, I think the two of us just kind of like thrown off.
I really was a hardcore Lisa girl the first two seasons.
Yeah.
And somewhere in season three, something became very phony, or else she was, I call it getting high on your own supply. When you're just really believing all the hype about yourself and you change.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's it, or she became such a big star that there's a little producer finagling with what she's actually doing on the show and things stop being so genuine, that I fell off the Lisa bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get back on. I think she's a star. I think she's fabulous. There's been a lot of phoniness for me with her.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say a little bit, but a lot of it. I mean, it's really in your face. And it's hard when, you know, to be a fan of someone who's not humble, even a little bit. She's so celebrating herself.
What was she saying? What was that line that we had to go back and rewind? And we were
She was being so melodramatic, talking about these friendships.
Down?
Yeah, she said, some relationships will be changed forever. And then she talks about how she remembers certain people and what they are capable of.
And remember what they're capable of. And I said, Grant. And I grabbed his arm and I said, Lisa missed her calling. She was supposed to be a soap opera actress on the BBC.
Oh, if you get a chance, go back and rewatch these scenes. She's looking in the camera like she's like, you know, posing and smizing saying these words.
Her long faux lashes, and they're slanted down. They're not curled up, which I enjoy. And she's batting her eyes
very low. How do you notice this?
She's, come on, girl, please. She's got her eyes just slanted down, and she's like, and what the capable of. And it was just like the best acting scene I've seen all in 2014 yet.
Oh, wow. The whole year wrapped up and you're giving it to Lisa.
The Oscar goes to Lisa. Before Oscar season even starts, I'm giving it to Lisa Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Lisa Rinna better step up her soap opera game.
I know. Kim Rich is talking about those Disney movies. She needs to get back on set. She has competition.
I know.
Ridiculous, though, with this. Between the cuffs. And then we had to hear about how she picked up this woman on the side of the road, which I do not believe for a minute. I don't think that Lisa is the most friendly person. I can't imagine her seeing, you know, a woman walking up a hill in the heat and then saying, get in my car, and if you don't get a job, I'll give you one.
Get in my white leather Rolls Royce, please.
When would that happen? Like, I don't even, like, I'm not judging her because I wouldn't even do it. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I mean, it's true. I mean, I'm not going to pick somebody up off the side of the road because they're walking somewhere. I'm just not going to do it. So mm-hmm. I can't believe that she, who's an expert, somehow she's so busy mm-hmm. that she would do that. And then she'd offer the woman a job. For what? Why? I don't believe it.
I'm going to give her a break and say, first off, I think in reality, this new housekeeper was probably her current housekeeper's niece or sister or something. But I'm going to give Lisa a break and say, maybe in her neighborhood, there's, you know, to get to her house, maybe there's only three houses off of one winding road and it's up at, you know, we can tell she's on a hill. So maybe up the hill, this poor girl was climbing to the neighbor's house and maybe Lisa really did pick her up. I'll say maybe that's what happened.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I give you credit for giving her some credit.
Perchance, that's what happened.
I don't know. I just find it really far-fetched. The way she kept talking and talking, trying to make people feel like she was this goddess of the valley, you know? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Enough Lisa hate.
Yeah, I know. Enough. Let's move on. Lisa, we don't really hate you. We just no. want you to not be so fake.
Yeah.
You mean it.
Pretty much. Well said. meanwhile, let's talk about something else that kind of made me really sick and to my stomach was just Portia and her mother and how she's talking about how she will not raise a spoiled child. You know, she wants her, you know, Portia to have a, you know, she grew up different than the other sisters. So she wants her to have an appreciation mm-hmm. for, you know, simple things. And the mm-hmm. girl's like being such a brat. Mm-hmm. They love to do that in Housewives, though. They love mm-hmm. to juxtapose, like, my children are so well-behaved, and then they're, like, throwing their other sibling down the staircase.
Well, this is, like, Melania 2.0 for me. Yeah. From Jersey Housewives, anybody who watches Teresa's daughter, Melania, the little scallywag. So I don't know if it was an effect of they all watched back the footage, meaning the team who produces the show, and, you know, kept asking Kyle questions about that in her little one-on-one interviews that really made this Kyle look like a fool. But, I mean, this was kind of part two of filler in the episode that really meant nothing. It's mm-hmm. like Lisa's whole bits meant nothing. Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with any of the rest of the show. Nothing with progressing any storylines forward. It was just frivolous about her stuff. And then so was Kyle's storylines. Mm. And they kept throwing in all of this Porsche, Kyle and Portia, and I'm not raising a spoiled kid, and I want her to appreciate money. And
we used to take, you know, road trips.
Yeah, she's growing up so different. Like, we used to not have any money.
That made me sick when she was like, we would go to the airport and we'd have to make our children lie about their ages so we get child tickets. And I was like, you are Richards. First of all, you claim that you've been working from when you were a child. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, you probably weren't married at the time, but your sister is Kathy Hilton, who's had money for ages upon ages. Mm-hmm. So I have a very hard time believing that they were at LAX with, like, a cardboard sign to be able to fly out to wherever they're going. It just was, like, really kind of, like, an insult. Because then we hear about how well her husband is doing with real estate and that everything is just going so, so well. He's the top in the state of California. Mm-hmm. And then we had to hear about their humble beginnings, which I just don't believe.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to see them doing well. Like, that's great. That's progressing the story. Let's talk about it. But to kind of be like, oh, my God, and we used to be so broke, you wouldn't believe it. It's like, no, I don't, actually.
So after hearing about how broke they were, now we're going to see their private jet.
Right. So that's what's news.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to have that. I think it was, I mean, it looks like a great jet. We didn't see much of it.
Well, all we got to see was Portia get on and start ordering everyone around.
Yeah. I think it's great. I would definitely fly private if I could. So.
Oh, my God. If anyone ever offered me, I'd sign up in a second.
I know, right? And Mauricio is so impressed that they can get on that jet.
I know. He keeps talking about it as if – I feel like they were speaking about it as if it were theirs, but I'm not sure that it is. I don't know if it's –
Is it chartered to them?
Right, like charter, like, yeah. Not. They don't own it.
I don't think they would. To own a jet, you have to be like, you have to, I don't know, you don't have to. But I mean, wouldn't you want to have like your like pilot's license? Like, and that's like an investment. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what do you really, unless if it's like the company jet that you know, your family owns, the, like, you know, I'm sure the Hiltons have many at their disposal, but they don't. They're not like under Paris's name, but you know, that's like my jet. You know, must be nice.
Must be how the other half lives.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the breath of fresh air in the episode. We're really loving Lisa Rinna here. We're this team, Lisa.
Yes, we are team Lisa Rinna this week. I love her.
I think she's funny. I think she's like a good break in the action because everybody's still on this old drama, whether it's Brandy with Adrian from seasons past and then Lisa weeping in the corner about how her relationship, everyone attacked her. Yeah. It's like, okay, like let's move on. Let's take this in a new direction. Last season was last season. It didn't end that fantastically. We've been doing our homework, but last season still hasn't really seemed to impress either of us.
To our commenters. We've been doing our homework, catching up on everything that you think we missed, and we're still not in love with Lisa Vanderpump, just FYI. No, but we appreciate your comments. Keep commenting. Love you, mean it.
Shady boots. Shady boots.
No, I love our interactions with them. I just thought it was funny how much chatter we got last week, and everybody, I think everyone who's a Lisa Vanderpump fan is a very strong... It's a strong fan base, and that they get very offended if we don't agree.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, we have the voice of Fern, who just isn't here this week, but I mean, she will, you know,
even it out. But don't worry, peeps.
I love the comments, the good and the bad, because everyone is involved.
Yeah.
Everyone has an opinion.
Everyone's entitled to it.
Fresh at the beginning of the season, so I think it's great.
Like, I do too. I don't have a problem with this, so, we're glad the ladies are back. We love them all. Let's all remember that. We do love them all. It's our job to just... break it down.
Right, there you go. So Lisa, she has a 25-year-old agent, which I don't even, I mean, knowing
that I thought this was shady.
You did.
I thought this was shady. I'm like, girl, you have a real good resume. Like, you are a household name, and your agent's 25?
First of all,
he's only 2 years older than the mover kid.
And like, I'm 25 and I work in this industry and I don't know any agents that are 25 years old.
No.
I know agents' assistants who do their assistant work and they're like 26, 27. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course they can be younger, but I'm not seeing too many 25-year-old agents out there booking established talent like that in the television field. Perhaps I do know of, a rep who works, you know, with digital stars like Vine stars. I mean, so, you know, it exists, but someone like Lisa, who is not like a fresh oncoming discovered talent, it's strange, but she seems to really like him because he's so, you know, ready to rock, I guess. And they met, I swear they met somewhere in the valley. It looked very Sherman Oaks to me, Studio City.
They showed the name of the restaurant. I didn't Google it before we started, but I wrote down. Fabronini's or Fabaroini? Oh, I don't know. Something Beverly Glen.
Oh, okay.
If anyone wants to Google that.
Okay, well, yeah. Makes sense. So let's chat about how she did a Depends commercial.
I didn't know this. Did you know this?
I did.
I never saw it. Where did this air?
Oh, I think it was like a year ago. It's
was
not
this
still
internet
around.
Only. It didn't look like a TV commercial to me.
I thought I saw it on television.
Really?
Yeah. Because I remember being like, oh, Lisa, there you are.
I feel like it's like a thirsty move.
Well, a lot of, you know, I mean, even someone like Joan Rivers did a commercial for adult diapers. And she was one of those who lived by the rule of say no to nothing.
That's true. So, that's true. I just feel like Lisa looks so young to do. I'm like, I'm not buying that your gorgeous face needs to wear some Depends. That's all I'm saying. I guess that's what sells.
I don't think anybody believes it. I don't know. It's just a celebrity endorsement.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I saw Lisa actually last night. I was watching YouTube videos that were coming on, like when I was doing dishes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then this random commercial came on for this ab machine that you can wear around the house. And she claims that it worked really well. And she would walk around the house with this ab belt. And she said, oh, no, it really works. And then after tonight, with her little comment saying how she winks all the way to the bank, mm-hmm. I'm like, does that ab machine really work, Lisa? Really?
Right. Well, she said that Depends commercial paid more than anything she ever booked ever. So... Mm. Whatever, girl. More power to you.
Yeah, she claims it brought bacon to the table. Like, her husband doesn't work. Her husband doesn't bring in money.
I do think that with them, they had like some golden years as far as acting, booking, acting stuff so much more regularly years ago.
Okay.
So now it's like when something comes along, it's like just say yes because we have two kids that aren't even in college yet.
Right.
Is what I would think that they're thinking. Because he did do Mad Men, which was amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's pretty established. He pops up here and there, yeah. So I can't imagine that they'd have to, like, you know,
but he's not to a commercial like that. A leading man you would think of in your mind right away. Like, he's not booking A-list movies all the time, so.
Right.
I mean, they are living the actor's life. As fabulous as their life is, they're still living the life of when's the next job coming, is the next job coming, so.
Right.
I wouldn't say no to the Depends commercial either, I guess, in that situation.
Yeah, no, I'm not judging. I just think it's an interesting choice. And then seeing her on that infomercial the other night was an additional thing. So that this 25-year-old agent is getting her work. Might not be, Meryl Streep's little sister, but it's, you know, she's getting other jobs.
Yeah, good for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody booked her this show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Brandy now, let's move back to her.
Boy.
Brandy is finally going to sit down with Adrian to settle this 2-season-old feud.
And I have been watching season 3 over again. Thank you, commenters. So I'm like, this is all fresh to me, rewatching season 3. So yeah, 2 seasons we've been dragging this out.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of things said, especially about the surrogacy, and supposedly it destroyed Adrian's family and caused her divorce, which was not true. And basically, they had a really short conversation at this place.
I'm wondering how long it was. I mean, it was definitely edited to be a very short meeting between the two of them.
Because they showed, like, a bunch of their dialogue, then they went to commercial, and they came back, and they replayed half of the scene.
Yeah.
So there really must have not been much said, period.
Well, what I wrote down was that Brandy said such a beautiful grown-up apology.
Yeah.
It was very un-Brandy-like to just have her apology ready in her mind, say it very calmly and in a very grown-up way, and then not retort when Adrian said her 2 cents.
Brandy basically said, let's move forward. I'm sorry, and I regret talking about your family. But Adrian didn't say much of anything. Did you catch that?
Well, she definitely was coming across icy, kind of like, I have humored you in meeting you here, and I will tell you I accept your apology, but please don't, to me, Adrian's behavior was like, please don't think in any way I'm going to pay you any more mind than I already do. Like, like, I'll say, you know, at most I'll give you a hi if we see each other anywhere, and that's it. How I took it.
Yeah, I mean, she clarified she didn't hate her. I guess that's a place to start.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like she had to say that, though, because they're on camera.
Right, yeah. Brandy brought up that she felt that she was taking on Lisa's anger towards her. She was definitely Team Lisa at the time.
I thought that was humongous. What did you think?
Yeah. No, definitely. I think that they should have played that up more. I think they should have asked Brandy questions in the one-on-one about that. Like, you know, like, well, you know, what were some of the things that were communicated to you about Adrian? You know, clearly there was a lot said back and forth. Both you and Lisa were friends with this woman. Mm-hmm. So they know stuff. So what was going to be said?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was also interesting that Adrian was like, oh, well, where do your relationships lie with everyone else right now? It's like with these women, there's never anything that's real. It's all this superficial surface questions and conversations to find out something underlying to save it for later.
Yeah. I feel like that's always happened. That's been like a common theme with this show is like, let's rehash where all these women stand with each other. Well, I'm talking with this one. Well, this one didn't invite me to her blah, blah, blah. And it's like constant. It's like, okay, we don't need like a status report like every week. Like, let's, you know, especially because they're all going to go on this trip together. They always do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, they're not really friends. They keep saying we're in the circle of friends. So it's like, enough of all this. Like, it's all like, who cares who's angry with who? Like, let's just get into it. I just get tired, especially with the show, of having the one-on-one sit-downs with every little thing that's said and done.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're in for it when it comes to Kyle and Lisa because that ended so poorly. And we saw last week, but we know it's not over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kyle made it seem like it was over, but we know that Kyle drags everything on and on, and there'll be more to that.
I feel like they've already tried to I don't know. There's just so much constant. I want to say this all goes back to season 2 and 3 even with them.
Really?
Like neither one of them actually ever forgive each other. And then there's just constant, well, I felt like you didn't back me up on this. Well, you didn't back me up on this. Well, you didn't say you're sorry. Well, tell me you're sorry. No, say it again. And neither one of them has ever forgiven the other for whatever it is that goes back how many years at this point. Mm-hmm. And there's always going to be something. And I don't know if Kyle views Lisa as like the godmother and she's less than and it bothers her, or I don't know what the real problem is between the two of them. Mm-hmm. Or Lisa knows I need to be on top. I don't know what it is between the two of them.
Well, here's what I noticed with Lisa. I think that she's got a lot of people that come in and out of her life, and when things are good with her, like, you're close, you're invited to everything, it's so great, she's like a mother, she'll go and buy you a dress, and then like things kind of like slowly deteriorate, and then it goes like from like she's on top of you to like you guys are in different states. Mm-hmm. Like I just think it is, she, there's like a huge pull away. Mm-hmm. There's something there, and some people are like that. You know, I think we can all think of somebody in our life, and I'm not saying it's necessarily her, but I think we can all think of somebody that kind of goes through people.
Yeah.
There are people out there who just don't really have long-term friends.
Yes. Well, both Kyle and Brandy accused her of at one of their reunions, I believe season 3 reunion, season 3 or 4, I'm confusing them all now, of having little calculating phone sessions with them. And Brandy said, I feel like when I wasn't popular on the show, you pulled away from me. And we used to have these long 1-hour conversations every morning of, here's what's going on while filming, and we should do this together, and we should do that together. And Kyle spoke up and said, I felt the same way. And we used to have those conversations. So, Brandy, I'm backing you up. Yes, that does go on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Lisa looked like 3 shades of pale, like, oh, my God, I just got called out. And deny.
And even last season, they were like, you're a different person on camera than you are off. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious. And even Yolanda spoke to that.
Yeah.
So, Yolanda, who we haven't really talked about at all.
Yolanda's like chilling this year, just wanting to go ride the horses.
Yeah, put on her lingerie.
Make her green juice.
I really couldn't get over though, and I know you see it all the time, but I couldn't get over that view in the bedroom that they had when she was eating dinner with him. It was so beautiful.
I mean, Malibu is sick.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I couldn't get over her wearing lingerie. It's like she wore this in front of strangers before her husband got home for this shoot. And then she sat there wearing it for, what, an hour and a half while they're doing a shoot, pretending they're just eating dinner together, and then her husband's like, in here for dinner. It was so uncomfortable to me. His only reaction was to keep saying, this is awesome. This is awesome. Yeah. Like, if that was your wife, you wouldn't be like, this is awesome. You'd immediately, like, put your arms around her and be like, yes, let's go have dessert before dinner. You know what I'm getting at? Like, it was just so awkward. I felt like he was embarrassed and I was embarrassed for him.
I think those two are just, they just know that they're both characters on a TV show, and they're like, all right, this is our scene today. Because I feel like he knows what's up. He's been in this business longer than all of them combined.
Yes.
And she knows what people want to see, and she knows what the producers want to have on their, you know, vlogs.
So not the most rockin' bod I've ever seen.
Yeah. She, even in her interview, she gives some really good sound bites. She knows what she's doing.
That's true.
And you know, which is good and bad. I mean, it makes for really good sound bites, but it's also, like, contrived. I mean, but that's what happens. We're, what, 5 seasons in? I mean, of course, she hasn't been around for all of them, but all these housewives at this point know the game.
That's true. Gross. I mean, they had to hire 2 soap opera actresses this year as the new people just to keep up with everyone else.
Yeah.
So you're right. Mm-hmm. Everybody does know the game.
Let's talk about some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So in case you didn't see it this weekend, the A-list star of, God, I don't know, the past 2-3 years, J-Law, our favorite Jennifer Lawrence, was at Pump this weekend. Lisa, she's actually a huge Lisa Vanderpump fan, and she went there with a bunch of girlfriends, and they were seated at just like an everyday regular person's table, and I don't know if the staff didn't recognize her or they didn't ask to be seated anywhere special. And Lisa was there supposedly celebrating her birthday with Ken and Jiggy, naturally. saw her, took pictures with the whole, they reseated her at like the special table that Lisa would sit at under the olive trees. Took tons and tons of pictures with the whole group of Jennifer and her friends, Ken and Jiggy, in on the action. And then the girls made a fun little video. They were all drinking the pink pumptinis. So they recreated the open to Vanderpump Rules, where all the Sir staffers kind of have their drinks there sloshing around. And it's really cute on Instagram if you want to see it. The girl who posted it to her Instagram account is Sarni Says, S-A-R-N-I-S-A-Y-S.
Check it out. Cute.
Get it.
Yeah, Lisa and Ken and Jackie make an appearance, so why not? Not in the video, but in the pictures.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Another news, the show premiered last week and did really well, actually, in the ratings, which was surprising, because I feel like some of these housewives, especially coming from New Jersey, have kind of been on the decline. Mm-hmm. But this premiere was up 25%, the biggest in last three seasons. And it seems to be that there's new life in the show with these soap stars. And I think that really is what kind of drew people back in, because it was tired.
Yeah, and I think the old girls coming back was really exciting. Like, I think everyone missed, like, I fell in love with the show because of the girls from seasons 1 and 2. So to see them all back, I think really drew the eyes back, which is great.
Yeah. Wow. So hopefully we can keep it going. And this was Bravo's, like, one of their, this in Atlanta, like their, and New Jersey, mm-hmm. were really like their flagship shows for a while. So hopefully they can get the show back, you know, higher than where we left off. So, let's move on now to some predictions, since we're talking about the future.
And now, your After Buzz TV.
I'm dead air over here. I have no idea.
I predict that Portia is going to look like a little brat more and more. And Kyle's going to be in complete denial about it. But I want to see some more actual, like, drama with her. Mm-hmm. So we always see a lot of Kyle, but I don't really see her doing too much. So, you know, I want to see, like, let's get into it. Like, let's get an update, you know, on a few things. And let's get her in front of a few of the housewives chatting. I feel like we didn't really see her interact this week.
That's true. I feel like Kyle's stories have always been little petty things that she has with the other women. She's a great, great personal life, which I'm happy for her about. So her storylines are always, like, making a mountain out of a molehill with the other, like, silly stuff with the other ladies. So, you know, let's bring it back, Kyle. Get up in the mix.
And I predict that there's going to be some type of social gathering coming up, because
there
now
has to be.
Yeah, but there hasn't really been anything. And, well, the Foy part either. Yeah, there has been. But we need to see Eileen's meeting
Eileen
of everyone.
To come into the fold.
Yeah, so it looks like they're going to have, like, Lisa, like, longtime soap star buddies, like, do a lunch in the valley, probably. And then they're like, oh, I want to introduce you to my friend. And then it's like, oh, hi, I never knew of Eileen, or we're always friends. And now all of a sudden she's like the housewife. So we'll see how that kind of comes together.
Love it. I don't have any predictions.
No.
I don't at all. I can't see what's coming ahead.
It's so early, you know? It's like, who knows?
Nothing.
You know?
I feel like nothing's been set up for us yet.
Right.
I think it's going to be a really rocky season with Brandy and Lisa, for sure. Mm-hmm. It seems like Brandy's anti-Lisa at this point.
Right. They're giving Kim a lot to do, so we'll see. Hopefully she can get involved
with
something.
Kim's, like, doing great this year.
Yeah.
Good for her.
But we have to be careful, though. We don't want, like, just Kim and Yolanda to be hanging out all season. You know, usually one of the housewives can get away with it. They just kind of take a pass, a season pass.
I know,
there's
seven of them. Usually one's going to skate by.
Yeah, well, I think Eileen is really going to mix it up. I'm really excited for her to come on. I really am.
Me too.
We need more freshness.
I need more Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, we need some more to mix it up. We need a little bit more new direction here.
Yeah.
Where can we find you in the world of social media?
Yes, you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecher, MeganStecher.
You can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. That'll do it for us here at AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey, episode 2.
Beverly Hills.
We'll be back.
Whoops.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.